Yesterday, California State University Chancellor Timothy White announced that all 23 Cal State campuses will appoint advocates for sexual assault victims. I spoke with Mike Uhlkamp, Director of Public Affairs for the California State University System, about the state of advocate appointments at each school.
That depends on the size of the student population. So, I think the first thing I'd share with you is that the California State University will take the strongest possible measures to prevent any type of act of sexual violence.
And these advocates will be working out of which office?
I think that's to be determined based on the resources that are available. But the overall concept is that they are a confidential individual, so that they actually be an advocate who works outside and is independent of the university's investigation processes. So it's someone that, again, if they're a victim, that someone knows that they can go to them, that their information remains confidential, that they're going to serve as an advocate, and that they're not beholden to the university policies.
And the advocates will provide what type of specific services? There's emergency medical care. What other services?
I think that has to be determined. Again, several of the campuses have centers that are available to handle some of these issues, not in this specific role, but they do handle the issues regarding sexual violence. If the campus doesn't have that through the health center, they might have a referral service or a memorandum of understanding with a local agency. So we'll still work out the details, but I think the critical idea is that someone on the campus will be a confidential advocate for victims of sexual violence if it does take place.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Uhlkamp, for your time. Again, we were speaking with Mike Uhlkamp, Director of Public Affairs for California State University.
Thanks for checking in with us, Tiffany. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.